This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. East Kentucky Leadership Conference is our subject today, a conference that's been around for a long, long time. And Dr. Andrews, we have some great guests to discuss the conference that's coming to Morehead in late April.
We do, Jason. It's a pleasure to be here to welcome Dr. Jay Marshall and Ms. Karen Cornett, and they're here to talk to us about the East Kentucky Leadership Conference, a little overview of what they do in the Center for Regional Engagement.
That's coming up after this timeout.
MSU's Office of Career Services helps match employers with employees, preparing Morehead State University students for today's growing and competitive workforce. Connect your business with qualified candidates for internships, part-time, or full-time employment. Contact the MSU Office of Career Services for more information at 606-783-2233.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Jason Blanton along with Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews.
Jay, would you give us just a thumbnail sketch about the Center for Regional Engagement at Morehead State University? What do you do? What's the scope of your work? What does regional engagement mean?
Center for Regional Engagement has been in existence since 2006. We have a 22-county outreach that's Morehead State University's outreach area. Covers quite a bit of eastern Kentucky. Our four need areas that we've identified are community building, capacity building, economic and entrepreneurial development, health and wellness issues, and education are the four need areas that we've identified for our region. Our office, through various volunteering and service learning and engagement opportunities and grants, tried to fit ourselves into some of the needs that are very, very apparent in eastern Kentucky. So we try to fill those needs as best we can and plug our students and our faculty in to those projects.
Well, we appreciate that. I mean, part of the goal there of the Center for Regional Engagement is to be engaged in community within the region, as you point out. Lots of health disparities, educational disparities, community development disparities. And so we don't go into communities with the answers. We go in as partners to help and enable communities and individuals to represent organizations, work on the things that they've identified need to be worked on. And we have lots of resources that we deploy throughout the region in various ways.
That's correct. There's a lot of great programs already in existence. We try to listen to where we can have the capacity to best plug ourselves into where our student strengths are and our faculty strengths are, and help the best way we know how.
Well, thank you. Karen, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into this East Kentucky Leadership Conference.
I've worked at the Center for Regional Engagement for a few years now. My title is Administrative Support Assistant. So I get heavily involved with a lot of the projects that the Center for Regional Engagement works with, supporting our community service coordinator and our volunteerism coordinator with a lot of the student events that we plan and serve with.
People in our region remembers the Center for Regional Engagement after the tornadoes that hit Magoffin County and Morgan County. Our students banded together, and that's what's the great part of it, the fact that we have some great people in the center, but it involves the students at Morehead State, and the students have touched so many lives, and they get more out of it than just volunteering, don't they, Jay?
That's correct. I still remember the day that we were in West Liberty, and a woman had lost her wedding band and her wedding certificate after 50 years of marriage. And one of our sorority girls that was out cleaning out the field across the street from where she'd lost her house found that wedding band and that wedding certificate. And it still tears me up when I talk about that. That was a true moment where the students got quite a bit out of it, and then the woman was just forever grateful.
Yeah. You were right in the middle of that, Dr. Andrews. Yeah, you went over, and a lot of our employees went over, a lot of our students, but you were right out there digging in the dirt there at the Morgan County football field.
Well, one of the great things about our university is that we really believe the value that we are in community. You know, when something happens to a member of our community, any player, we're going to try to respond in a manner in which we can provide assistance, whatever's required. So whether it was hauling, shoveling, scraping, pushing, pulling, we did that during the aftermath of that tornado, and we've done it other ways because we believe that our goal is to lift up people. That's a wonderful thing. Well, let's turn our attention, if we could, to the East Kentucky Leadership Conference. The conference started in 1988, as I remember, and really it was born out of the notion that leadership comes from many places and communities, and all communities and regions benefit by quality leadership and focus on things that communities can do to improve lives and so forth. So, Jay, I assume you were approached by the folks that run the East Kentucky Leadership Conference, and you were asked to help coordinate and support the conference this year, which will be here in Moorhead. So give us some details about when it's going to be here, the nature of the conference, who's invited, and so on. Then we can talk about that with you and Karen.
So we're doing it on Thursday and Friday, April 28th and 29th. We are hosting at the Innovation Launch Pad, our incubator, MSU's incubator downtown, a reception on Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 7:30 in the incubator, so people can get an opportunity to see that relatively new space and see how excited we are about what we've got going in that area. Jamie Hornbuckle at Morehead State University had, in an early planning meeting, had made the suggestion that we focus on the next big thing is really small, which was a speaker that President Andrews had brought in as a part of a lecture series for the university, Jack Aldrich, and he suggested that we could use that topic for anything that we wanted to. It seemed to be very appropriate for what we're trying to promote related to economic development in Eastern Kentucky, particularly around our space science program. So we started looking at topic areas related to IT and drones and broadband, and fleshed out who in our service region can speak to those topics and speak effectively. We were particularly interested in broadband is getting was a big attention topic for our outgoing governor, Governor Beshear, and our representative Hal Rogers. So we wanted to address that. And they talk a lot about the middle mile, but having been at a couple of workshops where mayors and judge executives were in the room, there seemed to be a lot of concern as to how those judges and mayors connect that middle mile with the last mile. So we're going to try to address that substantively with a panel, with an intensive work session on Thursday afternoon. Hilda Legg, a consultant from Somerset, and Eric Mills, a practitioner in broadband, and the CEO of People's Rural Telephone, who has come into some recent attention down in the Jackson area. They've been very successful in implementing the last mile, a very robust broadband in that area. So those are some of the topic areas that we're trying to address. We're also going to bring in Jared Arnett, the executive director of SOAR. He's spoken at the last couple years to what they're doing with SOAR, and they recently had some funding, CARD, Kentucky Appalachian Regional Development Grants, that went out. I want him to be able to speak to what grants were funded and what those projects are, so we're bringing him in as well. Chris Kimmel, the president of Kentucky Science and Technology Corporation, has confirmed that he would be able to be our luncheon speaker on that first day. And then we've also confirmed that Commissioner Sandra Donahue from the Department of Local Government, the new commissioner in that role, has confirmed that she will be able to speak on Friday at lunch. So we're trying to bring in folks that are well acquainted with the issues and can speak to solutions in the region. So
I think the wonderful thing about the theme, you know, the next big thing is really small, is what we're doing with small satellites here at Morehead State University in our program of distinction, which is our space science program. You know, to think that we have miniaturized something that for years were the size of buildings down mm-hmm. to something now that is the size of a bread box,
yeah.
and that they have the power and the sophistication to do the kind of research necessary. We have a mission that will fly here in 2 years to, mm-hmm. to look for lunar ice. It's an incredible idea, and that whole thing is being developed on the campus of Morehead State University among our professors and our undergraduate students in cooperation with a NASA grant and a Lockheed Martin, who's our business partner. So, I mean, you know, the intellectual capacity of our people is what's really, really important
right.
here. And who knows what the next big ideas are. They may really be small, as that would illustrate. There's others that are possible as well. Karen, what's your role in all this? So you work in the position of an administrative assistant. You deal a lot with logistics. What's it look like from your point of view?
It's going to be a very successful, fun, informative conference to attend for our up-and-coming Eastern Kentucky leaders. Information on this is available on the EKLF website, which can be found at www.eklf.org. Our registrations are being taken electronically. That is up and running, and they are starting to roll in.
Good.
So it looks like we will have a good participation and attendance at this conference.
Yeah, it's very affordable, $35 per person, $50 for couples. And if you're a student, no matter where you're a student, it's only $10. So you can come and have 2 days of learning a lot. As Karen said, the sponsorships, and this is very big for businesses out there. If a business is interested in maybe getting a table or you know, maybe 6 passes, 8 passes, they have different sponsorship information. They have the platinum level, the gold level, the silver level, and all this is online, as Karen said. And of course, you can call 606-783-9327 if they would have some information or want some more information. Thursday, April 28th, Friday, April 29th at the Morehead Conference Center. And, you know, it takes a lot of people to put this on, and I know Jay and your staff has been working very hard, but as we talked about the background of this event, you know, it's trying to get East Kentucky to be proud of East Kentucky.
The solutions are going to come from within the region. The people are here that have the answers, and we're working very closely with them. There's lots of great folks on this board that have been involved in this board for a number of years. We're relatively new.
But it's not a conference just for leaders. It's a conference about leadership.
That's correct.
We would really like to have people that are interested in leadership for our part of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, East Kentucky, to come. Listen to the nature of these conversations. Listen to how people are talking about approaching solutions to these challenges we face. Participate in that, because what we need are the best ideas. We need for folks from every walk of life to be interested in helping solve problems. And Jay, as you pointed out, the solutions are going to come from the people that live in our communities. Mm-hmm. Those of us outside of a community can help with resources that we can help by fostering conversation, by developing frameworks. There's a lot we can do, mm-hmm. but we can't walk in and provide the solutions. That never works.
No.
The people living in a community have to be part of the solution process.
And I will say that I'm glad you brought up the youth leadership development, because we have an opening session on Friday morning specifically to address that. That's come from a number of different directions that we need to provide that type of a workshop for people.
Two good presenters on that, Jonathan Gay, who's part of our family at Morehead State, and Ron Daly, who really has worked hard in the Hazard area, former editor of the Troublesome Creek Times in Knott County. And, you know, they've given a lot of time for not only their past, but the students and the future. And if you take a look at the agenda, 3D printing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's the state of the art right now, and drones, as you mentioned. Those are two of the topics that they're going to be discussing, and I don't think you could find better topics as we head into 2017 as drones and 3D printing.
Well, Jonathan Gay has been successful with his co-panelist on this. They're actually offering a ground school this summer in June. It's a fairly pricey enterprise, but with all the public policy that's probably going to be coming down the pipe, restricting drone usage, this is an FAA-certified ground school that Chris Stiles will be providing through our Innovation Launch Pad and Kentucky Innovation Network at Morehead State. Well, and I should mention, you mentioned jobs, and it's important. We've already got somebody that's invested in jobs in Morehead, in particular Bob Skeena, the CEO and president of Ragent Technology, Ragent Corporation. He's building a small facility in downtown Morehead to create, I think it's 28 to 30 jobs. And those will be high-end jobs because they'll have to have a great deal of education, hopefully, from our space science program students that will be eligible for those types of jobs. So,
well, interesting thing about that, too, you know, they're going to start here with essentially an assembly operation, I think. Mm-hmm. But Bob has told us that he's looking to hire two national salespeople that will be located in Morehead, be traveling around the world. I had dinner the other evening with one of his vice presidents who said they just received contract from the National Football League. They're going to be providing all the wireless technology that on the sidelines between coaches and assistants and the folks up in the box, which wow. presently is all hardwired. And if you ever watch them scrambling on the sidelines with these big cable bundles, all yeah. that's going away. They're going to use secure technology that Ragent and some other partners
that
are providing.
That mesh technology
yeah.
that he has.
So it's yeah. really, really interesting. And, of course, he's a great community member. He's doing some things in our community that are impactful. So it's good to have some new jobs coming our way.
Of course, Thursday evening, 7 o'clock, will be the awards showcase. Neil Middleton from WIMT has hosted that for several years. Tony Turner, the late Tony Turner, hosted it when it began, and Coach Dwayne Martin, when he was the head of WIMT or Gray Communications in that area, had a big impact on getting that on TV and letting people know that the people who have worked hard deserve some recognition. And, of course, they can also nominate people, can't they, Karen?
Yes, they can. There are 7 awards that are associated with the East Kentucky Leadership Conference. That form will be available online, so please check that out. There's cultural arts, media and technology, a public individual, a private individual, organization, youth leadership, and, of course, the Tony Turner Award.
Once again, the cost for the early registration, one person, $35, $50 for a couple. Early registration for students is $10. And additional information is available at the East Kentucky Leadership Conference Foundation website at eklf.org. Still can get sponsorship availability. Get you a table if you're a business, and you can contact Jay Marshall or Karen Cornett, 783-9327.
I think those that come are going to get to hear some very interesting things that are going on in Eastern Kentucky.
If they want to be impressed, they can come Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30, and get down there at the launch pad, and you could see that facility. And Jay, I know you've had a big part in that. It's just with Jonathan Gay and everybody involved in that. That launch pad is just an awesome facility.
I should mention that one of the presenters is one of our successful clients. She's going to talk about branding specifically because she thinks one of our weaknesses in the area is telling our story. And her name is Jessie Robinson. And she'll be talking about branding and social media and several other things related to web-based presence for small businesses. So.
Registration from 8:30 to 5 on Thursday. Of course, it'll start at 9:30. Then you have a session at 10. The keynote speaker, as he says, Chris Kimball, from 11:30 to 12:30. And a SOAR update with Jared Arnett, a Morehead State grad who's now over the SOAR project, the executive director. And then you break into the broadband in the afternoon and the reception. And then the dinner, and of course you'll have your keynote speaker at 6:30, and then the awards at 7. That's Thursday. That's just one day. And then Friday with the students and the drones and the 3D printing, it's a full 2 days of to get all the information that you can.
That's correct. We're excited about the whole day and a half of speakers.
We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of Shaping Appalachia after this.
Morehead State University continues to be recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in the nation. Current and former members of the military can discover much more in a supportive environment. Morehead State helps remove the barriers to your education by waiving the application fee, offering early registration, awarding academic credit for military experience, and accommodating military obligations. You have done so much for our country. MSU wants to do much more for you. Visit moreheadstate.edu/veteran for more information.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs give students hands-on laboratory experience and research opportunities. Morehead State faculty members utilize innovative practices in both the classroom and laboratory to provide students with personal one-on-one attention, preparing students for careers and graduate study. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. To learn more, visit online at moreheadstate.edu/biochem.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia as we wrap up this edition. The East Kentucky Leadership Conference coming to Morehead on April 28th and 29th. The cost is $35 per person, $50 for couple. Early registration for students is $10.
This is going to be a terrific two-day conference event. It's designed for people that are interested in leadership, that want to know more about what's going on in our region, that want to come and learn, listen, and contribute to the discussion of how we can work together to solve some of the challenges that we face. This is really important for us. I think everybody listening knows things are changing in our region for lots of reasons, and we really need to band together as communities and lean in hard to make some things happen, and that's what the East Kentucky Leadership Conference is all about. So it's creating opportunity for people. Jay, we really appreciate you and your organization, the Center for Regional Engagement, hosting this. Karen Cornett providing support to that office with all the logistics. We know it'll be a terrific conference. We just encourage our listening audience to choose to log in, sign up, come that day or 2 days, whatever you can do in your schedule. Be part of this. Help us in shaping our Appalachian region. That's really what this is all about, Jay.
Thank you, President Andrews, for having us aboard.
That's going to do it for this edition of Shaping Appalachia. We'll see you next month. Until next time, so long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.